Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Well, we're going to continue this morning in our research and our study on Yahweh's system of government. There's that amen corner. And there's another one. They said, a little child shall lead them, right? Let me make a statement to you. When glory feels human, when glory feels, and we've been on this search for the return of God's glory. When glory feels human preference, it gives way to divine order. When glory begins to feel, human preference gives way to a divine order. What God inhabits has to be governed by his divine standard. This is how we know there's a manifestation of his glory. There's a divine standard that begins to take place or manifest. Now, what God is doing, I believe, in the earth realm, he's preparing us and has prepared us and it continues to prepare us for not just a visitation, but for stewardship. Amen. That's important to know. What God is doing in your life, he's not just going to do it once. He wants you to be a steward. To maintain something. You know, I think the time of, I won't say it's over, but the time of visitation, God has brought us into a season or a dimension of habitation where he desires to inhabit, to live there, not just see you on Sunday morning. And you totally yielded on Sunday, but Monday, Blue Monday, you know. A habitation. So, stewardship requires humility. The surrender, yieldedness to God. Not getting from God. You don't even like people always trying to get something from you. Get some of your anointing, get some of your money, get some. No, stewardship requires humility. Stewardship, what God requires, more listening than speaking. For you that talk a lot. It requires more listening than speaking. Once God confirms the work or your work, the pace, this is really important, especially where I know this house is headed or where God has directed us. Once God confirms a work, the pace is no longer determined by your ambition. It's determined by his presence. Yeah. Words for the wise. You know, because when things start to really happening in your life, which they will, if they're not already, when there's so many demands and things made upon you and so many opportunities, we don't base our decisions on ambition. On how far we can go, how much we can do. No, base it upon presence. Is God directing me there? That might offer more money, but is God directing me here? That's what's wrong with the world today, to just follow the money. is the presence there. Israel in the old covenant, they didn't move unless the cloud moved. The pillar of fire by night, when they had to travel by night, the pillar moved, they moved. They stayed at Horeb for a full year before they moved. But whenever the cloud moved, they moved with the cloud. So let the determining factor of your movements be presence. Moses said it this way, and he knew God probably more than anyone outside of Christ, Jesus himself. He said, Lord, if your presence doesn't go, don't send us. And the Lord said, my presence will go with you. Look at someone and tell them, let it be the presence. You know, if that is your determining factor, your denominating factor, then a whole lot of stuff, a lot of people will cease being hasty. Your life will slow down. Sometimes it's necessary to be still. As God says, be still and know that I'm God. How many know it's time out for settling for good? It's time to settle for God. From good to great to God. From good to great to glory of God. Amen? What is built through obedience, whatever God is building in your life through obedience, it must be sustained through submission. Yes. You can't get so enthralled with what you're doing and what's happening that you cease submitting to God. Amen. This is for the mature ear. Everybody's not going to hear this because, you know, you get excited about stuff and you just go on emotion or feeling and you go after it because you can get it. I'm telling you, when all these opportunities start welling up in all kinds of directions that look good, all of them are glittering, but they ain't all gold. Huh? Somebody's getting it. How you doing, Stevie? Always good to see you. Looking well. Amen. It's not all gold. So presence has to determine. Now, presence comes out of intimacy. Amen. Spending time, making time for your Savior, for your God, that quiet time. Some people don't like to get quiet with God, being quiet time, because they don't like themselves. They're afraid of what they may hear or see. But what is built through obedience must be sustained by submission. Now we're going to continue in Yahweh's system of government. I was saying this on Wednesday night. I'm pretty much going to go back over what I went over Wednesday night for. Some of it anyway. There's some other stuff here, but I really want to build that into the spirit. Three types of examples. When Israel was in Egypt, they didn't have enough, right? There wasn't enough. They ultimately had to build or make bricks without straw. The oppressor got really oppressive. In the wilderness, they had just enough. Right? That's the story. The old covenant is written for our learning. God deals with us with processes, with phases, with seasons. In the wilderness, they had just enough. They had manna. God was teaching them, training them to trust him. You know, they gathered manna every day in the morning. First of all, they had to be up early. I felt a nerve. They had to let go of that pillow. If they didn't go out and gather manna early, the sun would cause it to melt. And they would be without manna for that day. How many know God has a daily bread for you? With some people, it's just weekly. Go get my infusion on Sunday. But no, when you truly start to mature in the things of God, God starts to deal with you more intimately, more detailed. Everybody can't handle that. You want your freedom. Tell somebody you're a bond servant. And the closer you get to the Lord, the more he's going to require of you. And he's not a hard taskmaster. The commandments of the Lord are not grievous. They're not grievous, but to the flesh, they're grievous. They're limiting. They're all-encompassing. The flesh don't like it. But when you are a person of the Spirit, you love it. You'd have it no other way. That's why you got to keep that flesh under. Anytime he rises up, kill him again. I don't know how many lives he got, but kill him every time he rises up. The cat got 9 lives. I don't know how many lives the flesh got. But every time he tried to breathe, kill him. Suffocate him. Amen. Don't just beat him up. Tell somebody to kill him. Wilderness. They had manna. And then on the weekend, they gathered enough for 2 days. Isn't that interesting? Just on a certain day, they gathered enough for 2 days, and it wouldn't spoil. But they had to rise early to gather it, and it would only last a day. But now I want to emphasize something here about entering Canaan or your promised land. First of all, tell somebody God's given it to you. Have you ever had something God give to you, but you had to go and possess it? God has given you the land. God has given you the promise. It is yours. But you have to go in and possess it. His yoke is easy, but sometimes there are battles. Sometimes you got to dispossess some things. Sometimes you got to confront some things. Why? Because that land that God promised them was occupied by 7 nations greater than Israel. Stronger than Israel. You think, sit back and think, okay, Lord, you said you gave it to me, these folk up in there, and they stronger than me. How's it? Why? Because God gave you a promise.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.